You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Monday, May 30th, 2005. It's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Welcome to all the new listeners and all of the oldies but goodies. Thank you for downloading and listening to my podcast. Today we're going to recap my birthday, talk about what I did on my birthday, and listen to some listener voicemail and talk about listener email. And this will probably be a short show, but let's begin with the birthday. Of course, as you know, yesterday was my birthday. I turned 41. I actually had a very lazy birthday. I didn't do a whole lot. I stayed home all day and watched TV, played on the computer. I edited yesterday's podcast and put it up there, which was my longest podcast so far. I just didn't do a whole lot. Then last night I went to the boyfriend's house. His family, some of his family is in town and they're staying with him. So he had a little, I wouldn't even call it a little dinner party, just dinner. And I got to meet his mom and his sister and his nephew. And we had, you know, like typical Memorial Day weekend food. We had hamburgers and potato chips and ice cream and brownies and, you know, the typical stuff. And we had dinner and it was really, it was nice meeting them and hearing their, I don't really know what accent that is, would be considered. It's not really a southern, I guess it is a southern accent, but it's more, actually it's not really a southern accent. It's just a different accent. Anyway, they're very nice people. I was very nervous before I met them, but then once I was introduced to them, it was fine, and everything went well, and we had a good time. Then I came home and watched Queer as Folk on Showtime, and you know, it's probably a good thing that that show is in its final season, because it's just, it's not really that great. It really isn't. I don't know if anybody else is watching that, but I was not all that impressed with the way the show's going. And actually, it was the episode with where... oh, excuse me. God damn it. Why do I always do that? Anyway. It was the episode with Rosie O'Donnell taking over for Deb at the restaurant, whatever, the diner. Taking over the diner. So, and she actually... when she first started talking... you know, sort of playing her part, I thought, oh God, she sounds like that retarded girl that she just recently played in that movie, Riding on the Bus with My Sister, or something like that. And I thought, is this character supposed to be retarded? But no, she wasn't retarded. She was just acting weird. So that was the birthday. Didn't do much. I did. What did I do? I don't know. I'm tired today. I don't know why. Because it's not like I went to bed late or anything. But it's back to work tomorrow. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, that was a yawn. How rude. Oh, this is probably terribly boring.
It's time for listener voicemail.
Hey, Archer. It's Homer calling. I'm calling you to wish you a happy birthday, and I'm hoping your 41st year is as fabulous as your 40th year was. And I know you don't make a big deal about your birthday, but you ought to, because you're a special guy. And as I stand out here in a rare May thunderstorm, I want to wish you the best birthday ever, okay? I will chat with you soon. Bye.
Wasn't that nice of Homer would send me birthday wishes. That's sweet of you, Homer. Thank you very much. And of course, I encourage everyone to send me voicemail. Call that number. What is it? I don't even know what it is. Isn't that terrible? I don't even know what my own voicemail number is. Let me go to the website and find it for you. It's 1-206-600-4763. Call that number. Send me some voicemail.
It's time for listener email.
And then I got some email. I got an email from Peter, one of our most faithful listeners. And Peter was sent me birthday wishes in one, and then he sent me another one about yesterday's podcast. And he, if you remember yesterday's podcast, my friend David and I were talking, what was it, Saturday night? Yeah, I guess it was. It was Saturday night. And the whole show was about David having a crush on a guy and what he should do about it. Well, as it turns out, not as it turns out, but Peter agrees that David should ask the guy out. And Peter, you're not the only one. It seems like everyone that we talk to or get mail from says that David should ask the guy out. And at the same time, Beth, our most faithful straight girl, straight chick listener, says the same thing, that David should ask the guy out. So, David, get off your ass and ask the guy out. Beth, of course, also sent me birthday wishes. Thank you, Beth. I appreciate that. And then I got an email from my artist friend Bob, who lives in the northern neck of Virginia, and I've gone down to his place to, you know, I don't know if the people listening know that I'm an amateur photographer, and I like to shoot male nudes, and of course you can check those out on my blog. And I'm trying to think, I don't think I have a link on my Archer Radio site to my blog, but if you go to www.archer.com, and that's Archer, ARCHERR.com, you can click on the photography link on the right side of the screen, and that will take you to all my photographs. But anyway, Bob and I, he's an artist / photographer, and we line up male models to photograph, and I try to do artistic nudes and then take the photographs and turn them into artwork, and Bob does it much more so than I do. Actually, that is his life, is his art. So anyway, I got a message from him, and we've got a couple models in mind that we're in talks with, and I need to find some time to schedule a couple of shoots with these different models that are coming up, and so that's going to be coming up in the summertime. And also at the same time, my artist friend Bob wished me happy birthday as well, and that's really what I wanted to say from the email, that he wished me happy birthday. So thank you, Bob. And I know that Bob does not listen to this show because he's on dial-up. He lives so far out in the boonies of Virginia that he does not have broadband out there, so he'll never hear this. But if you want to check out his artwork, it's www.bobworthy.com, and I will put a link in the show notes. The music that you're listening to today is... I was trying to do a search because, you know, I'm trying to not use music that is part of the RIAA or RAII, I don't know what it is, you know, where it's not illegal to play the music, but then again, I'm not doing anything commercial, so... But anyway, I went to this website called PodSafe. I think it's... I don't think I even bookmarked it, did I? No, I don't think I did. But it's PodSafe Music or something like that. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Yes, PodSafe Audio. And it's music that you can play on your pod shows, your podcasts, without having to pay any kind of royalty or licensing fee or whatever, and people post their music there for people to use in their podcast. So the music you're listening to today is jazz, and it's the album is called Resolve, and it's by Victor Cuccio and Joe Christina. And of course, I'll put a link on the show notes for that. But I just wanted you to know, because the to be able to use it, you have to give the artist credit. So I'm giving those guys the credit for their music. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else I want to talk about. This is just such a short show. That's okay. Oh, I did want to mention Today is May 30th. I don't know if I'll podcast tomorrow, but then the next day, Wednesday, is June 1st. And as you know, every month, PodcastAlley.com resets the votes on the different podcasts. So I need everybody who's listening to this on June 1st, go to my website on the right side where it says Podcast Alley, type in your email address and click vote. And then go to your email program and click on the link that you get from Podcast Alley saying that yes, that's the podcast you'd like to vote for. And I would like you to do it as many times as you can, but here's the trick. You can't do it from the same computer. You have to do it from a different IP address computer. So, because I believe it does it by IP address and not email. So, because I'm still stuck on the bottom of the list on podcasts. Not that I care. Believe me, I don't even care. But it's just fun to see, you know, where you are. Like, I'm number 25 on if you search for gay. And then if you search for cultural political, I've dropped down one to number 7. Yeah. But I think overall I'm still in the 200s. Last time I checked. Yeah, 223. So, on Wednesday, June 1st, day after tomorrow, I need you to vote for me at PodcastAlley.com. And you can do it right on my website. So please do that, just to see how many votes. I only have 13 votes, but there's like 22 people who subscribe to the feed, and I hope they are actually listening and not just downloading the show. So vote for me, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's see. I'm so tired. I want to take a nap. But the problem is, if you take a nap, I don't know about anybody else, but if you take a nap in the afternoon, like, this would be a great time to take a nap because it's only like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you take a nap in the afternoon like this, then I'll never fall asleep at night when I go to bed. And that sucks. So I have to, like, keep myself from taking a nap. Or stay up late, but I don't want to stay up late because then I don't get as many hours of sleep. Especially the next day being work day. So, I'm going to try not to take a nap. I think we will call it a day. This has been a really boring, bad podcast. I'm so sorry. Maybe tomorrow's will be better. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great Memorial Day. And check the feed for the next podcast. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. Until then, bye!